Be'ezer Hashem Yisboch, we begin Paragraph in the fourth chapter in the Rambam Simcha Shechit, in the laws of slaughtering in the Sefer Kedusha, which the Rambam continues now discussing what is the way of validating an appropriate Shechita. As the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the stipulation of a Jewish slaughterer and what is the kosher way of slaughtering. Says the Rambam, Yisrael She'en Yedecha Misha Dvarim, if a Jewish man does not know the five things, shemafsidnes hashchita, which detracts from slaughtering, and things like that, which refer to like checking the knife, mehachashchita shabi'arim depend on laws of shchita, which we explained in the previous parak, in parak aleph, v'shachad b'nei le'bein atzmai. Okay, so this person doesn't know these things that are detractors from the appropriate shchita, and he slaughters by himself. Because in contrast, if let's say he would be slaughtering and there would be a sage watching over him, then it would be permitted to eat from his slaughtering. But here, no, he slaughtered on his own. Then forbidden to eat from his shchita. Not him, not others, even if he subsequently learns about it and he says, oh, I did it that way, since he didn't know at that time, not him, not anyone else can eat from it. And v'arezu kreivel esvek nevela, this is close, it's not actually a safek nevela, it's close to being a davla nevela. And therefore, for Eichem and Gezeit, so someone eats from it, an olive sized piece, Makanus and Makas Martis, we give him rabbinic lashes like any time you have a doubtful Issa. Halacha based. Now, Ram continues. He says, even though he slaughtered in front of us 4 or 5 times, we saw he did a good Shechita. So that would tell us that this slaughtering that he did by himself would be an appropriate and bona fide Shechita. No, Asa Lechem and Menon forbidden to eat from it. Why? Like we said in the previous halacha, since he doesn't know the things that detract from the appropriate shechita, which Ramat said those 5 things are basically the primary understandings as he opened up the previous parak to know what is appropriate shechita. Maybe he's going to cause a detraction from the appropriate slaughtering and he doesn't know it. Could go in, for example, he will wait, delay, a yidris, or he'll push the knife, a yishchit basak, and begumo, he might slaughter with a dented knife, or anything like that, but without intent. And therefore, although he did in front of us 4 or 5 times appropriately, by that time, by himself, since he doesn't know, he might do it the wrong way, and therefore it's karav to be a savik nevela. Now, lacha gimel, says Ram Yisrael Shidei Hecha Shchit. Now, in contrast, a Jew who knows the laws of Shchita, still, harezele yishchit b'nei le b'natz melekit chila. Initially, he should not slaughter by himself, until he first slaughters in front of a sage many times. Until he's accustomed and he's diligent, and we know he's not going to get lazy or get tired out from his shechita. Now, but if he does initially go ahead and slaughter by himself, it is a valid shechita because he knows the halachas. It's just that we want to see him in practice a few times, but if he doesn't, after the fact, it's going to be valid. Halacha dalet. Now, if someone knows the laws of slaughtering, and he slaughtered in front of a sage until he became accustomed to it, he's what's called an expert. If a person is an expert, he's allowed to slaughter initially, even by himself. And the fellow Nashim Ba'avodim, Mhoyim Mumchen, regarding women and slaves, if they were experts, they can initially go ahead and slaughter. Now, Halacha Hey. Cheresh, a deaf mute, shainta, a mentally deranged, a cotton and a minor, which they're always the category of not having das. And so to be shikrish and this babble daitai, or someone that's intoxicated, that his mind is all muddled, shashachtu, if they slaughter, shchitasim psula. So their slaughtering is invalid, nishim bem das. These are individuals who have no intelligence, or at least at this moment, and shemi kalkulu, maybe they're going to ruin the slaughtering. Now, therefore, if they slaughter in front of someone who knows, they see that they slaughter appropriately, then is going to be valid shechita. It's not like they're individuals who cannot slaughter, they just don't have the das part. But if you have individuals watching over, making sure it's done correctly, then it's going to be valid. Now, halacha vav, Ram continues, let's say Misha any duets later. Let's say someone who we don't know his status. Shashachet b'nei l'benatz, now he slaughters it by himself. So we ask him, we find out about him, we check him, we inspect him. If he knows the primary halachas, the laws of shechita, if he does shechita sekshe, then it's a valid shechita. Similarly, halacha zayin. Let's say Arisha Reinu Yisraeli Mirochik. Let's say we see a Jew from a distance that shashachet v'halacha, he slaughters and he leaves. But lo yidanu im yedem, in yedem, we don't know who this Jew was. Does he know the law of shechita or not? So I raise him a terrace. So the meat's going to be permitted. And the reason for that is because since he's not here, so we can't inspect, because if we could, then we don't rely based on laws of majority and because it's efshal lebrudis desveki, you could verify the doubt by asking. But here, where he's not here, we rely on the majority of those who engage in slaughtering, which the majority are experts, so we rely on that. So let's someone says to his agent, his messenger, go out and slaughter for me. And he finds the animal slaughtered. Now, he doesn't even know, was it his agent that did it, or someone else that did it. And the reason for that is because we don't say that the presumption is that the agent did his agency as a leniency, or only say as a stringency. Still, the reason with test, the meat's going to be permitted. Because the majority of those who are engaged in slaughtering are experts, and therefore we could go based on the laws of the majority that it was done by an appropriate individual. Similarly, halacha ches, let someone lose a kid goat or a chicken, and he finds it slaughtered in the house, it's going to be permitted. Again, because the majority who are going to do such a thing to slaughter are experts. Now, but let's say he finds out in the street, then also then it's going to be forbidden shemen isnabel, because maybe it became a nevela. In other words, here we're not going to say the majority are experts, because here it's thrown out into the street. Most definitely, we say that actually was a nevela when it was slaughtered, and lefika chushlach, that's why it's thrown out into the street. And v'chein the mitzvah ba'ashpash v'bayis, so to be found in the garbage in the house, us it's forbidden, because why is in the garbage? Obviously, it's a nevela. Halacha test. Mumcha shen nishtatik. If an expert became mute, v'areu maven, but he understands, v'shemei, he hears, v'dayt and v'chein, he has a clear intelligence, well, then he could continue initially slaughtering. And so if someone doesn't hear, but he could speak, so he's not a deaf mute, so he could slaughter. Halacha Yud says the Rambam, initially a blind person shouldn't slaughter, unless other people see to make sure he's doing it right. But if he slaughters, because ultimately if he's an expert, so then it's going to be a valid shechita. Now Halacha Yud, the Rambam continues regarding, now we up until we speak about the slaughtering from a Jew, now the Rambam continues regarding if a Gentile slaughters. Says Ram Goyish Shachar, the Gentile slaughters. Afa Pish Shachar b'fnei Yisrael b'sakan yafa, even though he slaughtered in front of a Jew with a good knife, v'falayi cut. And even if the Gentile was a minor who we're not concerned that he worships idolatry, shchitas in nevela. Still, the slaughtering is going to be considered as a nevela. But look at the chalasim atrei. Therefore, one would get lashes biblically like a nevela. Shema, because the pasuk says in Shemais that maybe bekar l'chav v'chaltem zivchay, that the Gentile is going to call you and you're going to eat from his slaughtering, which the Torah is telling us to separate from the Gentiles. That is, it's warning us you might eat from what he slaughters. At the Lama, you learn that obviously what he does slaughter is forbidden. And since it's forbidden, it's like as if it wasn't properly slaughtered, and therefore it's like it just died, like it's a nevela. And the in the demily sources, Raman, this is not comparable to a Jew, which doesn't know the laws of slaughtering, where they're like the Rama only qualified as like kreva l'safek nevela. And if you don't have someone that's a sage standing over him, and if there's a sage standing over him, actually we said it is valid. In contrast, a Gentile who slaughters, it's automatically nevela, even if a Jew is standing over him and watching and make sure that he did a good shechita, it's still going to be nevela. As Rambam says, Allah based v'geder gadol gadol b'davar, and there was a great barrier that they made over here to fence in the Jewish people. Shafil a goy she'ein avid avid azar. That even if it's a Gentile who doesn't worship idolatry like a ger toishav, shechitas in nevela, automatically his shechita is going to be in nevela. Now, Lochid Gimel, ramifications of this, says the Rambam, let's say Hischa goy lishchik mitzman. Let's say the Gentile started slaughtering and he got through some of the signs, which are the two pipes, the food pipe and the windpipe, by the neck. But Vigami Yisrael, the Jew finished off the slaughtering. Oh, Hischa Yisrael, Vigami go, the Jew started and the Gentile ended. Psula, either way, it's going to be invalid. Because Yeshna Lashchitasim, it's Chilavatzaif. The slaughtering includes from the beginning till the end, and since some of it was done by a Gentile, so that wasn't a proper slaughtering. Now, but let's say the Gentile slaughtered part of the animal that if it wasn't a slaughtering, it wouldn't make it an avela. For example, he only cut half of the kana, a half of the windpipe. The gummy son, the Jew concluded, well, that's going to be kasha, because the part that he did, okay, it's not a shechita, but that doesn't make it an avela anyway, even if it just had that cut, as we learned in the previous parak. So therefore, the fact that he started, it was not part of the shechita, and therefore it's going to be a valid shechita only from the Jew. Now, halachi dad, Rambam continues in a related vein, that of a sinner slaughtering. Says Rambam, Yisrael Mumer, a renegade Jew, laver min averus, who is a renegade because of his committing a sin from whichever the sins they may be, but he's a renegade in regards to that aver that he commits. Shahaya Mumcha, now he was an expert in shechita. How is a shechita? He could initially go ahead and slaughter. Now, but the tzach Yisrael kasher livdik as a sakin, but you have to have an upstanding Jew first to check his knife. And then he gives it to this renegade to slaughter with. And the reason is because we can presume that he's not going to go through the effort to check the knife and make sure that it's good. But we're not concerned that if you give him a good knife, that he's going to ruin bedavka, specifically to go and ruin the knife, because if he could just as easily get kosher food, he's not going to purposefully try to get something that's forbidden, like the wording of the Gemara, like Shavik Heter Bachal Yisura. So if you give him a good knife, he'll do a regular shechita. It doesn't make a difference. His meat's not going to taste any worse if it's kosher. But if he goes around the gate for idolatry, or he publicly desecrates the Shabbos, or he's a heretic, which is that he denies the Torah or in the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, like we explained in Hilchas of Repentance, a good thing is like a Gentile, shechitas nevela, automatically his slaughtering is nevela. Now, mishu pasul le'edus ba'aveir min aveir shel Torah. Now, if someone is invalid to testify in court because of, again, of his committing of one of the sins of the Torah, harizah shechet b'nele b'natzmai im hoye mumcha. So he could slaughter by himself if he was an expert. And the reason for that is, she'ein manich davamut b'chol varis, like we said before, he's not going to leave something permitted and need something that's forbidden. Shazu chazoki al kol yisro, because this is a presumption on any Jewish person, but for l'shamahem, even the wicked ones, that unless he's what's called the mumalahaches, he deliberately wants to go ahead and try to do opposite. But if it's just because he's baltaiva, someone that falls into devious ways and he commits a certain sin, and therefore he's invalid to testify in the court of law, again, he's going to go ahead and do what he could do, and there's no reason to assume or presume or suspect that he's going to do it inappropriately, and therefore it's going to be permitted. Now, Allah Tazayin. Elo ha-tzedekin, the Sadducees, by Tyson and by Thunes, which these are from their leader Tzaddik and Baisus, which or and B'tamidim and their students, v'chal temecher, and whoever gets misled after them, she'ein mamina b'tosh b'peh, which they don't believe in the oral law. They say that the written law that we know, but the oral law was made up, and they don't believe in it. Shechitas masur, their slaughtering is forbidden, and v'mshachet b'fenenu, but if they slaughter in front of us, there's a matir. So we see they are ultimately Jewish, as the Rambam explains. She'ein is shechitas mel Hashem yikalklu, because the whole reason why their slaughtering is forbidden is because maybe they're going to ruin it. And v'hein mamina b'tosh b'shechita, they don't believe in the laws of shechita, which are all oral. This doesn't even say anything in the Torah, basically. They're not trusted to say we didn't ruin it. But again, if you have someone seeing, making sure they did the right thing, it's going to be valid. Halacha Yitzan, the Rebbe continues regarding the concept of Shechita in contrast to Nechira, which is just basically just chopping off the head. As Rebbe says, Halacha Yitzan, Kesha Yisro B'Mimbo, when the Jews were in the desert in biblical times, they were not commanded in the commandment of slaughtering unconsecrated animals. Rather, all they would do was just stab the animal and kill it. Or they would slaughter it and eat it like the way Gentiles do. But when Stavu Bamed, but they were commanded in the desert, Shekola Reitzelish, whoever does want the slaughter, then Lo Yishchad El Shlamim, if he's going to slaughter, or true slaughtering, should only be a Shlamim, a sacrifice to Hashem. Shem says the Pasig in Vayikra, Ish, Ish, Mi Beis Yisrael, any single Jewish man from the Jewish people, Ashi Yishchad Shor Begoyman, that will slaughter an ox, etc. Vapesach El Moed Begoyman, to the entryway of the Tent of Assembly, etc. Laman Eshevi Begoyman, so that they should bring, etc. Vizavchu Zev Shlam Hashem Begoyman, that they should bring a sacrifice of Shlam to Hashem, etc. Now, Avlaritz Lindchar, Velechabamid, but whoever wanted to just kill the animal and eat in the desert, well, you know, you just kill it. The slaughtering was specifically for someone was bringing a carbon. Now, Allah Yitchas, but says there, I'm a mitzvah zu, this mitzvah to sanctify it as a shlamim, if it's an animal that he wants to slaughter, and in Hegis Ladaris, that doesn't apply to future generations. El Bamid Bavad, but it's Hatanachid, that was only in the desert at the time when just killing the animal was permitted. And establish them, they were commanded over there, Shekeshi Kansula Art, but when they can enter in the Eretz Yisrael, to Asanachira, this is just killing the animals is going to be forbidden. For Layichlchun El Bashkita, and they won't be able to eat even unconsecrated animals, only if it's done through slaughtering. And the Yishchatu B'chamakim La'ilna, they get slaughtered in any place wherever they are, Chutz La'zara, as long as out of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Like it says in the Pasuk in Devarim, Ki Yarchev Hashem Lekechas Gebulcha B'gemo, when Hashem is going to expand your boundaries, etc. But the Vachtim B'korchim and Tzaynchan, you're going to slaughter from your cattle and from your flock, Hashem Dessal Shem Lekechah B'gemo, that Hashem your God is going to give you, etc. For Zuhi HaMitzah and Hekes Adais, and this is the commandment that applies to future generations, Lishchet, the first slaughter, V'achkach Yechel, and then to eat the food.